Hello and welcome to the Crystal River Church of God podcast, where you will find focus for living.
Something all you got to do is listen and write, amen? Everybody just nod your head. So if you give me about 15, 20 minutes, I want to share something, and our drama department wants to share something and challenge us all together, from parents to students alike, because I think we can all take something from this, amen? If I don't get no amens, it's going to be a long night because I'm dragging here. So let's pray real quick as we go into God's word. Father God, I thank you. I praise you for all that you do and all you have done. And God, you're taking these students to new levels, God. You're opening greater doors to be able to minister to more students. Lord, we have that saying that friends don't let friends go to hell, and you take that serious. And Lord, I just pray as we open up your word, as we look at this challenge you've put in my heart, help me communicate it in a way that is tangible for everyone to grab, and that we can become a clear image of Christ when we leave this house. In the mighty, precious name of Jesus, and everybody said, amen. Well, tonight I want to talk about a very familiar character in Scripture. And as I was thinking of this challenge, I would have never thought of this guy until God just started to open up my eyes on some truths about him. But how many remembers growing up in Sunday school, whether you're 80 or whether you're 5, you grew up in Sunday school and you learned about this man named Moses? Oh, yeah. Now, when I grew up and I learned about Moses, I got this picture of this very elderly man with this long white beard and white hair. Anybody else had that? Okay, I'm not alone. I just want to make sure I didn't have a messed up imagination when I grew up in church. But Moses, I love what God does in his life, and I think it's very relevant as students today. Because never before, I don't know, if you look at the symbolic relative closeness, there's not a whole lot of difference between Egypt and today. Follow with me. The culture back then and today, the enemy's doing the same tricks. He's trying to hold us captive. And students, what you do is you go into school free by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit that lives within you. And you know what? You wrestle, like Scripture says, against principalities. And your friends, it's hard to be effective and minister. Not only in school, but parents, it's the same with the work site. If it wasn't so, your whole job would be saved. Amen? So this goes all over the house tonight when it becomes relevant. Moses wanted to see God's people free ultimately, but was not willing to be the one to do it. Look at your neighbor, say, somebody's got to do it. And just go ahead and tell them right now, I'm designating you. All right? You've just been designated tonight to mandate the call. Now, I don't know about you or if you can identify, but Moses had a lot of insecurities. Anybody know anybody with insecurities today? All right? How many would you say, Pastor John, I love God with all my heart, but I'm insecure because something locks up in my throat when I want to go share the gospel. Amen? All right? And it takes time. It takes practice. One thing as coaches we get to do is we get them speaking amongst their peers, because if they can't speak there, they'll never speak in front of a student body. And we realize some relative principles. But Moses tried to get out of everything God truly wanted in him. Now, I don't know about you, but as I read the story of Moses over and over through my life, I must have heard the story of Moses 50, 70 times, and it never clicked until the other morning that God sent Moses to school. I don't know about you, but God sent Moses to school, right? At that time, the new Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, mandated that all males were to be killed, but Moses was spared. Reason he was spared was he was floating down a river. His mom put him in this tarmac bushel, we'll just say hubbocraft in the modern day, and started floating down the river. And lo and behold, God set up Pharaoh's daughter there, intercept this child, and this child grew up in the palace of Egypt, went to the best school, and learned and ate and enjoyed some of the best. Now, I don't know about you, but sometimes our students, let's just get real, we complain way too much. But God has set you up for great education. It's not like this all over the earth, all right? A lot of times we go share about Christ because that's ultimately the most powerful thing. But there's also a very important thing. You're there to get an education. If you can't do it with a spirit of excellence, all right, you need to fall back in love with Jesus. Amen? All the parents are with me on that one. But I'm here to tell you some good news. Look at your neighbor and say, here's some good news. Just elbow them. Listen up. Just like Moses, God is with you. I want you to say that. God is with me. Sometimes throughout your day, I don't know about you, but there's some times where I just don't feel God. Anybody ever been there? It's normally the time where you really need him the most. You ever wondered that? And he's just quiet. And I've always learned that a teacher's always quiet when a test is given normally. But I'm here to tell you and reassure you, just like he did with Moses, God is with you. Now, I've had students come up before when I spoke about Moses. Yeah, Moses did incredible things, everything. He don't do that for me, Pastor John. Spirit of slap just wants to come on sometimes. It's like, you haven't even lived long enough. But here, you know, there's truth to that. But I think when I always look at a student, I said, I don't think it's necessarily God's not moving in the way you think. I think the real question is we know God is with us, but are you with God? We have our own agenda. In fact, a lot of students sit there and say, I want to win everybody to Christ, and you want to do it your way, and it's good intentions, but is it God's plan? And when God approached Moses, he had a specific plan of how he wanted to do things. Because I don't know about you, but when it's all said and done, God wants it done to where he gets glory. Amen. And I don't know about you, but when we let that play out, come on, somebody, it's always good. Look at your neighbor and say, it's always good. Tell someone else, God's plan's the best plan. Amen, amen. Are you with God? Parents, I think that becomes real sometimes with our own agendas. If you're walked into work, God, what do you really want to see today? Show me somebody that's really hurting. Show me somebody that's really in need. Students, likewise. Sometimes we just need to be quiet and let people see God work through us, just as God worked through Moses. We know the story. Moses finally encountered God at the burning bush, and his Aaron went with him, and they finally came into Egypt. God sent Moses back to school. Moses didn't want to go because, you know, Moses killed an Egyptian, and he knows what happens when pharaohs are mad. Your life expectancy is only 2 breaths long normally, and so he was fearful for his life. And you know what? It reminds me so much of students when they go encounter and go minister in our school. Because that culture of Egypt is so strong. That peer pressure is so heavy. How many students know what I'm talking about? I've seen students just so fired up. They walk in and literally it's like their legs start to become paralyzed and they just turn around. It's not that you did not want to minister or share God. Fear grips us. I think a lot of times we mess up because, and I really felt this in my spirit for me and us tonight, but we got to get to the point where we stop doing God's job. You know, a lot of times when we come back and we seek, you know, the Bible says that revenge is mine, doth saith the Lord. And a lot of times we go in, we really have a revengeful spirit sometimes, especially when it's our rights. Mm-hmm. Anybody know what I'm talking about? I got rights. Right? Especially when your rights have been violated, just like the Israelites when they were captive there. Not only that, but they had been worked into slavery, and life was not pleasant. And God heard the cries of Israel, and he sent Moses in. The question I really feel in my spirit is there any young person ready to be a 2016 Moses, because there's a lot of people that need freedom. I don't know about you, but there's a lot of people who need freedom. And you may say, well, Pastor John, how do I do it? All right? How do I do it? Well, number one, you got to do one of the biggest things, the biggest challenges for Moses, was you got to face your pharaohs. I want to ask you, who or what is your pharaoh? What stops you, young person, from walking up into the locker room football player and sharing how good God is in your life? I'm not talking about preaching. I'm just saying, man, this was a great weekend. Went to rock the universe. God just, man, lit up the sky. What pharaoh is it? Or who is the popular person? That's normally the pharaoh. Mom, Dad, who's the Pharaoh at work that limits you getting your praise on at work? Think about it. We all have Pharaohs. Look at your neighbor. Ask him who your Pharaoh. Truth be told, many of us have multiple Pharaohs. But God did not give us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And if he's given that inside of us, there's no Pharaoh that can hold anything. I don't care. Anything. Now, we know the story. Moses went and it took multiple times, and there was many plagues. In fact, it was, if I'm mistaken, 10 plagues. And finally, the 10th plague was Pharaoh's son died. Now, I'm not here to give you theological or anything, but the one thing that made Egypt so supreme was pharaohs were really considered gods. Invincible. Invincible. And when God finally showed up on that Passover night and his son died and he couldn't control his own lineage, it really woke up that culture. God knows how to close the enemy's front door. Amen? Now, I don't know about you, but there's something very relevant when it comes to take place of all these plagues. It was a testing. Because Moses didn't have to face Pharaoh once. He had to face him 10 times. Did you ever think about that? Did you ever think about that? And I want to tell you, students, when you go to minister, or you go try to invite someone to youth group or to First Priority or FCA, or you try to lead them in a prayer or minister to them, don't expect just the first time to always work. I think I got a slide. You can't always expect results from just one try. How many parents know that's the truth? How many business owners know that's true? How many teachers know that's the truth in here? Time and time and time again. And I guarantee you, I can just imagine Moses became stronger and stronger out of every time he's seen God come through and come through and come through. Because I don't know about you, but when God comes through, it energizes us as Christians. Amen? It energizes us as Christians. Tonight, you know, I love this story of Moses. And I can't tell it all, but we wanted to kind of share it in a unique way. So at this time, Jam Session is going to make their way up to stage. And as they come, I want you to welcome them as they do a mime to the life of Moses and bless us tonight in that ministry. Come on, somebody. Thank you, drama team. Now, I don't know about you, but we can learn a lot from Moses and what God can do. Amen. You know, I asked him to do that in pantomime, or mime, should I say, because there's one of the greatest weapons you have, young people, is living your life for Christ and not saying a word and letting others see it. You know, Moses came. He didn't have to speak. God sent someone to speak for him. He just had to be willing and continue to move forward. And I don't know about you, but tonight, I really believe God's looking for some Moseses in First Priority this year. To be able to take up, Moses had a symbol of a staff. And that staff, to him, was the symbol that God used. And we have symbol for First Priority. And some of you wear your shirts. Some of you got your shirts on tonight. I commend you for that. But let me ask you this. I started thinking about it because, you know, Moses, you know, obviously he was many, many moons ago. But how many Captain America fans do we have in the house tonight? Now, I was going to wear my First Priority shirt. But as I started to think about this, this is the real deal right there, bro. Any of y'all who want to brawl, you can take me on after church. Pacow, right there. But you know, Captain America, out of all superheroes, was incredible because even though he might not have the best power, everybody followed him because he had morals. He had standards. But I'm kind of an underdog kind of person. I like his buddy, and that's why I wore the Winter Soldier, Bucky. Because I think Bucky identifies with many of us. But one thing we miss, even Bucky had people following him. Bucky was a leader in himself. And I don't know about you, but there's people looking up to you. As we close tonight, Josh, if you'd come and play something soft, we're going to break into schools in a second. One of the most dynamic things I really grabbed from Moses and in his whole story and everything that took place was, I thought it was interesting that God took up to 10 times. Anybody ever wonder why it took God so long to free his people? Why it took 10 plagues? Some say it was just the mercy of God for Egypt. But I really think it was for Moses. For Moses to become the leader he was going to be, God knew what he had to encounter. Amen. Now I'm going to ask, because she was in here, Miss Kayla, and if I can get one of her parents, dad or mom, to come up here. Come on up here. Oh, come on. Oh, really? She's like, I thought he was just playing. Now, parents, I normally use this in counseling, but this is great, and I'm going to give it to you free tonight. Not the hula hoop, but the lesson behind the hula hoop. Come here, Kayla. All right, Kayla, you're not going to have to hula hoop for real. All right. But this right here is about the amount of trust most of you teenagers start with your parents. I want you to stand in your ring of trust. How many teenagers identify? There's not much room there. How many say, Pastor John, this is real. I wish I had more trust in my life. Amen. Okay. And how many knows when obedience goes out the door or that report card comes home, it's not great. This ring can get tight. Amen. How many parents? Amen. All right. But ultimately, we want more trust so we can do more. Because when there's more trust, there's greater freedom. And I think God was trying to build Moses' trust each time he saw Pharaoh. Because I don't know about you, but when God comes through each and every time, your faith builds. Your faith grows. You know, I've seen God miraculously heal people. Instantly, I've seen God heal people over time, and there's nobody that can tell me my God can't heal. Why? Because it grew. It grew. And after 10 times, God developed Moses into the leader. Not only that, but Israel was freed. And my question is for you, each and every student and each parent here tonight, how far are you going to go to fight for someone's soul? God's willing to do whatever it takes. We've seen that through the whole story of Moses. God never left Moses. Even when Israel was knuckleheads, was free, God still never left them. And he'll never leave you. But let's not waste God's time. I don't know about you, but I would love to see every middle school and high schooler graduate with not a little ring of trust, but God trusts you so much, he's ready to send you out into some of the most roughest, toughest parts of this world that the enemy's got such a lockdown that you're going to come in there and be not just a light, but you're going to be a blazing fire and just tear the place up for God. Amen? For many of us, it starts right here, young people. Be faithful in the small things. I know our hearts are big. We want to win our whole entire school. But can we just start with one? I see so many people with such good intentions running after the whole school and they never lead one person to Christ that year. But what if everyone in here led one person? I'll tell you what happened. I guarantee you're going to lead 2, 3, or 4, or 5. Because when you lead one person to Christ, man, it just messes with you. Because you realize, I didn't just make history. God used me, and I just changed eternity through the blood of Jesus Christ. That's the truth. So tonight, look at your friend and say, we all Buckies. Look at someone else saying, we all got people looking up to us. Look at someone else and tell them, and there's still people that need Christ. Amen. Tonight, this is what I want to do. I want to get our campus coaches. I know Aaron, if I can get you over on this side, and if you got a particular few leaders, and Ben, if I can get you, he over there, sideways. That's like OCD. And then if I can get you here in the center, because that's going to be big, I'm going to get you on that side. And we got Brian DeBusk. We missed him. He is a new campus coach. He's been helping First Pride for about 3 years. But he is a campus coach at Lecanto High School, doing a great job. And this is what I want to do tonight as we close. You're going to get with your schools and your campus coaches tonight. We're going to pray for our schools. Now, teachers, if you go to one of those schools, I want you to get in there. Parents, you're more welcome to come up. Campus coaches are also, if we were to share what's going on in each school, it'd take forever. But the campus coach is going to let you know what time First Priority meets, what time FCA meets, so you can be involved and you can be acclimated with what's going on, because I think that's important. But tonight, here's what we're going to do. Everybody understand, we got Aaron's going to represent pretty much everything north of the Barber Bridge. Or was that Barber Bridge? The Barge Canal. The other thing up there with the B, Barge, all right? Anything north of there, Danelle and Yankee Town. Now, he was talking about all these mascots, but I just feel for those mighty sand gnats that he left out there. Some of y'all didn't know that was a mascot. It is. Yep. All right. So if that is your school district, I want you to go ahead and get up and head over this side with this teacher and Aaron. If you're part of Christopher Middle School or High School, I want you to get right here in the center with me and Pastor Ben. If you're Lecanto High School or Lecanto Middle School, go ahead and see Mr. Brian over here. Now, where's Pastor Steve? Pastor Steve, I can have you up on the stage. We don't want to leave anybody out, because we do know some of you are at Christian schools. You go to other schools, you can go to that. But if you are homeschooled or Florida Virtual School, I want you to just come up on stage with Pastor Steve, and he's going to pray with you because that is school as well. And we're just going to be brief here, parents, and then we'll dismiss. Thank you guys for so much for coming out.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope you are blessed by listening to this message and invite you to join us at our Crystal River campus. We meet for service on Sundays at 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our midweek service and youth service is on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. We're located at 2180 Northwest 12th Avenue in Crystal River, Florida.